This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
So he might just have been lackadaisical, or he or she, while doing the surgery, because they think, oh, they can handle it, they're stronger. Yeah. I don't know necessarily, but do you think that race and stuff like that?
That definitely plays a part, because I'm also like a birth doula, and so I've had the experience recently.
Oh, you are taking it to another level.
Yes. So, and
she
gives
birth to babies. She helps people give birth to babies.
Oh, you a doula?
Yeah.
Madula oblong.
that's no medication, right? Or you could be.
Well,
in
no. So. They can. Yeah, I've had women give hospital births with me being like a birth doula. Yeah.
Give me the drugs.
Give them to me. Yeah. Okay, no, I have my babies at home though.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I was asking her, does she think that race plays an issue in some of the things that
most definitely.
Well, they said that black women carry the highest mortality rate for hospital deaths in the country.
Yes. And I actually kind of witnessed why that is myself recently. And
it
absolutely blew my mind. Like, for one, and this is not against black women or women of color.
I am so interested in this.
But I feel like we need to educate ourselves a little more, because those doctors, they're trained in emergencies. Mm. So when we're going in there, like, they're literally thinking, their mind goes to emergency. Their mind goes to something is wrong. So they're going to do all kinds of shit that you don't even really need. Uh-huh. And this is something I experienced firsthand with a doctor who was giving birth to one of my girls.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. And I actually got in an argument with this man, because he was trying to do all kind of shit. And in my studies, I learned, like, hey, if you do this, then this is probably going to happen.
So how do women advocate for themselves in these situations?
Man, it's really just all about educating yourself and know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you do have rights. You have a choice. You can go in there and tell him, hey, no, you're not doing this. I don't need that.
Wait, so you seen, because recently Atlanta Hospital had went viral because...
Oh, the baby that was decapitated?
Yes.
Because, man, again, they are trained in emergency situations.
But the doctor didn't work for the hospital, so is that normal? They said that she was like a contracted doctor or something like that.
Wow, that's interesting.
Atlanta, home of the janky shit.
That's real.
When we were arguing on the internet, because that's like me and Black Twitter have a bond. They were saying that's common, because that isn't a hospital necessarily made to deliver babies. So sometimes they'll have doctors coming from other places. So what should women be asking their doctors when they go in for delivery? Like, what's a definite question?
For starters, like, before you even make it to that hospital, you need to know what you're looking for in your birth. Do you want to have an epidural? Do you want the doctor using forceps? You can put together a whole birth plan. And this is what I had my girls do. Put together a birthing plan that says, hey, I don't want this. I don't care. Like, it has to be an absolutely medical necessity for you to use forceps to pull my baby out. Other than that, like, my body can do this. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, my
details that should go into
exactly. Like, you can tell them, no, you're not using that. No, you're not about to cut me up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because the doctors, their first mindset, that's what they're trained to do.
I got a question. What should men be doing while women are in labor?
Okay, so you're gonna probably beat me up for this one. You're going to beat me up for this one. You're not going to like me when
you better not say playing Xbox in the delivery room.
Is that bad?
Because I definitely do that. You're not going to like me when I say this, okay? All right.
He's supposed to be on my side. Wait, if we got to talk about this off camera.
Maybe we need to talk about it off camera. But as a birth doula, so back in the day, like, the women supported the women.
So we can be playing Xbox over there.
I didn't say you can be playing Xbox, because you can go run out and get some food.
Read
you know
a
what
book.
I'm saying?
How to
you,
be you a father.
Run out, you can go run
How
out
to
and
be
get
a
some
father book is crazy.
I would love that. Do some research. Do something. You are not about to be enjoying Xbox playing with your friends while I
why
am
can't I be at
reaching
peace
Jesus.
Giving birth.
He's so silly.
I can't be at peace.
Go in the corner and pray. Meditate.
Oh, gosh, no.
How about that one? Meditate. Do anything but have fun.
But have fun.
You should not be having fun while
Strip
I am this close.
I am this
close to death, and you want to be over there having fun?
No, not death.
I think that's like right there.
I mean, I know, but men can be of support to, like, their woman.
Yeah.
You can be in there giving back massages, rubbing her feet, dancing with her. You know the same moves that got her in that position is the same moves that can get that baby out.
Don't tell these men that. They'd be like, shit, I can put it back in? No, sir. No.
If you needed to.
There's been an argument about, like, you know how you can't have sex.
Let that baby bake, man.
No, I'm talking about
the the 6 weeks,
the 6 weeks. Uh-huh. So men have been saying, like, but the mouth work. Like, what if you have a C-section or something? Like, I argued somebody down so bad the other day because he was like, I'm still a man. I still have manly needs. And I'm like, control your lust, bro. Like, she just gave birth to your child.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I have needs. Like, what do you think? My needs just go away? And I'm like, there's no way I'm having this conversation right now.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. I think men do need to be a little bit more compassionate and patient when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's a lot that you put your body through.
They putting y'all on child support when a baby, once you get pregnant.
Oh,
y'all
in Kentucky.
Hold on, wait.
In Kentucky. Wait. In Kentucky. Not in Georgia. Yeah.
What?
But I...
They are going to get crab legs immediately. I'm not having nobody babies, too. They going to have to wait.
She cheering for a homegirl. I know about your homegirl. Relax. Relax.
One day they're going to see you jump. The money's coming.
I want them to jump me. Hello.
Oh, God.
But I got another question. So as a holistic and really just a healthy person altogether, right?
Yes.
One thing that I've been seeing recently is there's been almost a pushback against health in videos that we see on TikTok and social media. Like, I saw this video of this girl. I guess she's like a feeder person where she just eats on video. And the doctor was like, hey, you should probably not do this because you're going to die. And she was, and her comeback was like, pay me $250,000 if you care that much. I'm like, wait a minute.
What?
And the people were mad at the doctor.
Wow.
So what is this? I feel like it's called the big influencers, like the fat influencers. Like, yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh, my God. Because people enjoy seeing the meat, right?
You said what?
What's it called? Mbox? Don't give me the name. No.
You said people.
Mukbang.
Mukbang. Yeah. So when you see stuff like that, it's kind of like that's praise, but you see somebody working out, they doing too much. Or eating healthy, they doing too much.
You know, I feel like that's a projection. I don't even want to get into that, but people have their own shit, and rather than dealing with it, they want to go off and, like, attack other people.
Oh, I have a question for you.
You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Because you live in this healthy lifestyle, right? And yes. I'm not healthy, right? So what happens, like, could you date somebody who doesn't live that same healthy lifestyle, and how do you kind of, like...
Or for people that are, like, not specifically her, but, like, people that are.
Like me.
Like, one side...
I'm thinking about drinking. Like, I can't date people that don't drink. I need somebody to drink with me. So I'm thinking about you, healthy. I don't want to be in a restaurant and I'm eating ribs and mashed potatoes and you eating a salad looking at me.
Because you can't even link with somebody.
That's what I'm saying. You got to be on the same page to say wavelength with somebody, because that's not going
to
work.
You can't even live in the same house with people like that.
I was just about to say that.
What was it?
Twin.
You can't even live with somebody like in the same space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That would be very difficult.
It is very, like, even when I go back home, like, occasionally, like, when I go back to my mom's house, it's people in the house that's not eating like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's,
I did,
because
I used to be the person that had sodas, I had fried chicken, like, and I ain't had shit like that in months.
Yeah.
But I went to the doctor Monday. Shit, my blood pressure was, 120 over 80? Shit, my shit was banging. I'm in great shape.
Yeah,
I've always had high blood pressure.
Okay. And now you don't.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
You know what? That's because when you come from a household, you eat what your mama cooks.
That's very true.
And then when you, as an adult, you only know how to cook what your parents cook.
Yep.
But that's what they say. Like, when earlier, like in my life, they said, high blood pressure, diabetes is hereditary. And I'm thinking, like, damn, that can be passed on with blood? No. What you eat is hereditary.
Exactly. The habits.
The habits are hereditary. Yep. So if you eating, if Big Mama was eating fried chicken and had the big arms that was waving in the wind, your mama was eating that, your daddy was eating that, your big brother was eating that, everybody eating that, the diet is hereditary.
Exactly. That's
why I see. That's the only good thing about TikTok, is teaching the kids how to cook.
So, hey,
but it ain't the good stuff, because y'all eating lasagna soup and crazy.
Oh,
what,
my
is
God.
What is lasagna
Oxtail,
soup?
Crazy stuff. Listen, you know me and you being a battle with the cooking, so we're not gonna go into that. But somebody is trying to educate the kids on new meals, so the information is out there.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
If you had to teach the kids one thing, not necessarily, it doesn't have to be physical health, it could be mental health. Mm-hmm. What's like the number one kind of health rule you have?
The number one
for
thing
for kids? That's a good question. Well, that's a good question.
Because this is what it is for my kids, and I don't really mean this when I say this. I don't care if my kids know how to count. I need them to know how to be able to like process life and process experiences, shit that they experience in life.
Real shit.
Like, that's the main.
You know what? You spin. She's spinning because I went back to my old high school a few weeks ago, right? And I was like, damn.
She's like, where you going?
I ain't used PEMDAS in a minute. Y'all know that parentheses, yes, exponent? None of it. I ain't used that don't shit ever.
Don't get me started.
I've never used
and
that.
And they drill that shit don't in get your me head.
We learning, yeah. Like, kids learn a whole bunch of shit we really don't need. Like, yeah. I ain't never been stumped by a math calculation because I got to calculate on my phone.
On the phone, yep.
Listen, I think kids should stop going to, like, general education. Yeah,
now all right, now you're going to
after third grade. Okay. Because after third, once my kids know how to write and do math, after you that, I don't need you teaching my, I can handle their education after that. Yeah. You can get them through the basics, but what I want you teaching my kids after that, baby, that first conversation about slavery really matters. Cause
look at
the biggest thing with kids is teaching them common damn sense. Because there's too many people that, too many, not just kids, adults, falling for shit they see on the internet.
Oh my gosh, man. That's a whole, I call it the Matrix, y'all.
The Matrix?
Yes, and a lot of people caught up in the Matrix.
Really?
It's hard though because parents are screen teaching.
Yeah, they use the screen as a pacifier.
And then you can sit there. The pandemic fucked us up. Like, I was with my friend the other day and the baby's in the back, right? And he's listening, like, I'm one ear and I don't even got kids or no kids. But I still one ear to it. And in the middle of YouTube videos, weird stuff just pops up in the middle of it. And I'm like, yo, what are you listening to right now?
Yes.
And wait, I would get mad. Like,
it's not an ad?
No.
I don't know what it is.
It's a regular video.
Yeah, it'll look like it's a kid's video, and it'll be something totally different. And I actually
and it'll
caught
start
that
with kids' cartoons, and then in the middle, it'll just go to something completely different, dark and twisted.
Yes, yes, I experienced that with my kids. Like, you just have to be present and like really, really be on top of that shit, or it's easy. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of people out here that's just feeding their kids, like you said, social devices, phones, tablets, iPads, and like thinking that raises them. They also, I'm glad we're on this topic. Listen, you got to raise your kids at home the same way you expect them teachers to teach your kids,
man,
at school. You have to educate. If there's no academic reinforcements of the things these kids are learning, it's going to go
out the other. You have to. That's why, like, my kids are homeschooled. Like, I feel like I'm my kid's best teacher.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But I do. They have a teacher,
but
she's teaching them the things that I want her to teach them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And my kids are also with me a lot of the time. So they're learning from through my experiences, you know?
So, like, we understand you're at a different social class for realistic things, for like people, like for the everyday person. What advice do you have for them? Like, should they just lean on the public school system?
I mean, no. If your kids are going to public school, make sure that you also spend that time with them at home as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Making sure that they know the things that you feel like they need to be able to life. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're not teaching your kids how to life in school. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're really teaching your kids to be followers in school.
Yeah.
And that's no offense to anyone, but I'm just saying.
No, it's real talk.
That's to make, to follow structure, to be on time, to kind of be a worker, to go into.
Yes. Like, that's what they're teaching.
Because
their
that's what they stress. That's what, so what were you about to say?
No, I was going to say, that's a conversation I've had several times. You're not taught in school to be an entrepreneur.
No,
they don't
teach
you how to run a business
and
stuff like that. It's really to be on time, to listen to what you're told, to walk in a straight line. And, you know,
ooh, they school to prison pipeline.
Man, and then be quiet. And then sometimes you gotta walk like this. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
Especially when you go into black schools and in the hood. It's complete different flow of thoughts, process, and things that you have access to. So
if you could add one curriculum to public school education, what would it be?
Only one?
Just one. Okay, no, three. I get three.
I'll just do two.
What, two?
Entrepreneurship, just like business, starting up a business, right? That, and also the with just being able to process like human behavior, psychology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because that is where you learn how to process.
What
shit
age
that
did
happens.
You introduce psychology to?
Shit.
You know what's so crazy? I was an adult. So when I was at LSU, right?
Go Tigers.
He's so silly.
Psych, go dogs.
When I was at, he's so,
you can't do that.
Bark. Look. He's like, don't you bark. Like,
bark him. back to back now.
It's all good. I'm glad you had that. But yeah, like in college, it's so crazy. I didn't notice it until like recently, but psychology was like the only, that course, I used to go in there and fuck ace it. I could not go to class, go and take the test when it was time to take the test, and I would ace the test. But like just recently, like psychology is everything. That's the study of human behavior.
Yeah.
That's how you learn how to process shit. That's how you learn to relate to people. That's how, you know what I'm saying? So I think that is really important.
Yeah.
Speaking of college, do you think that that's still a basic, fundamental
necessary
thing that's necessary to be successful in?
No, I don't. Because I dropped out.
So what are you teaching your kids about education right now?
Right now, my kids are learning the basics, you know. But outside of that, like my kids, like my daughter, she wants to have a bakery. So right now, like she's constantly baking, just like perfecting her craft. You know what I'm saying? So she's for sure going to be like, she's going to have her own business of some sort. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like really what I'm teaching them, to really be able to handle themselves, to be able to stand alone, you know what I'm saying, and how to life. That's what I'm teaching my kids.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the best thing you can teach your kids, because like we see now, like the world crazy as hell,
man.
Like,
what I'm saying,
we don't know what's gonna happen from day to day. Like,
you don't know nothing.
It's wars over in other countries, and this inflation and everything going on here, political uprisings, January 6th, like the Trumpers versus the Bidenites, like shit is getting crazy.
Sexy Red is making America sexy again, so
okay. No way. Okay.
You listen to Sexy Red?
Yeah, some of it.
Yeah, I feel like we can all relate to
Sexy
Red.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm not like a. It's fun.
Yeah,
that's on my get ready playlist.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Or like when I'm working out and I just need something that's like hitting hard.
Because people was like making a big fuss with Savannah James listening to Sexy Red the other day. I'm like, damn, what are you saying about the women that listen to Sexy Red?
We're just having fun. Like, it's entertainment at the end of the day. Now, it's up to you if you're doing
it. If you're taking it to heart.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
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 I listen to all of that. We was listening to back in the day. I'd be like, oh my God.
Exactly.
Hey. Real shit. I just like watched Players Club yesterday for the first time.
Like, what
as
the...
an adult, and I like where I could process it.
Yes.
I'm like, yo.
What age did you watch Players Club?
Man,
you know like when it's on the TV, like you may see the beginning or the end of it.
You don't see the whole thing.
Yeah, but I watched it last night for the first time as an adult, and I'm watching it like,
it's real shit though.
Did this nigga just throw money at this girl because she was a stripper?
Yes.
Like, was it? That's how
me feeling bad for Lisa Ray. Like, yeah, Diamond just wanted to go to school.
She just wanted to fucking graduate.
Yeah,
and this nigga like, oh, stripper hoe. This nigga,
look at.
Bruh.
Yes. We get to see it from a totally different perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they
go back and watch it.
You know what they said? We got to go back and watch Wait in the Exhale as adults.
Oh,
God.
I'm scared.
I don't know if I could deal with that. I don't know if I could deal with that.
I'm going to be honest. Because up until last night, I hadn't seen Players Club like all the way. It wasn't nothing like, but it's a lot of black movies I ain't
it's
seen.
Me
like,
is your black car grown right now? My house was not black enough growing up. I didn't watch none of that till I went to college.
It's a lot of ways my black card could be revoked because I don't know how to play
Man.
Spades.
I
know you
know
somebody
took
you
mine
look like
when
a
I
nigga that don't know how to play Spades. You
I look like a nigga.
Hey, look, y'all, I'm one of them too, but I want to learn.
So
my whole family knows how.
You cannot learn how to play spades. You have
Stop
to be born
it.
With
no,
it. It has
I
to be
to.
In your blood.
No. Shut up.
If you was not at the cookouts, if you wasn't at the family cookouts,
we was at the cookouts. We were playing Leo.
Exactly.
You should have learned.
We just weren't playing spades.
We was hooping with the cousins on the court.
See,
like, we was
problem.
Doing other
see,
shit.
Sports,
that was all unk ass shit. Don't nobody, because your ass was at the table. You weren't supposed to be at
the
table. Yeah, you was at unk table. Come on over here, man. Nigga had a goddamn cigarette in his mouth.
So what can get your black card taken away?
Man, a lot of shit.
Uh-oh, you scaring me now.
Y'all from the South.
Y'all supposed to hold it down for us.
Nah, but it's a lot of shit that happened in the South, like, because I don't drink Kool-Aid.
What's a movie? No, but we're adults now. Like,
did we know
better? Did you never drink Kool-Aid?
I did.
Like,
that's why I got to stop drinking it now, because
I
did too much.
I don't expect adults to be drinking Kool-Aid. I hope we all understand.
No.
They drink lean now. They graduated.
No. Well, I missed that wave. All right.
Good. Well, what are you about to say?
I can't afford drugs like that.
See, that's why I stick to my edibles.
It's being broke kept me from doing a lot of drugs because I can't afford
So you're not sober, you just broke.
Well, even when I have money, I'm not going to go and now I'm older. I don't think you should start being a coke head at 30 plus.
That's an adult thing.
Wait,
hold on. What do you say? You say you shouldn't start that late?
Yeah, because I feel like don't.
How the hell you afford no drugs when you.
I feel like if you was going to do it in your 20s when you living a life.
You can't afford the type of drugs when you're in your 20s. You can't afford good liquor when you're in your 20s. I was drinking Taka.
Oh, my God.
But see, Taka, I'm sorry.
Taka Basa, Everclear, E&J.
But I grew up in New York. The scammers were scamming, so we was living a good life. My 20s was a good time. The boys was outside taking care of the girls.
Oh.
Bring back the pandemic. Links and drinks. That's why I moved to Atlanta because it was I was having too much fun.
Oh my goodness.
I take a life serious. I was outside. Ooh. I was 23.
Yeah, no, you was
pretty out of college. I have shit better to do.
Yes. Living.
She toxic.
Well, it depends on who we ask. How do you feel about the word toxic?
I don't.
You don't prescribe.
People on different wavelengths.
Learn the person in front of you and figure out if that person works with you.
That's what I said. People on different wavelengths.
Yeah,
may not work for me.
Yes. I think the internet has this thing where they make everybody feel like they have to agree with your point of view. Like, if it works for me, it has to work for you.
No,
I don't give a fuck if you okay with
you know what? That's why I don't speak on a lot of shit. Because mm-hmm. it's like, what works for me probably is not going to work for you. And
especially in relationships. That's
hell
like
no. Man, relationships are like, okay, so I'm working on like the certification. It was like sex, love, and relationship. I'm like, we're going to leave off the relationship part. And I'm going to stick to sex and love.
Yeah. And where the fuck do the crossroads meet? Because that's what we try to figure out.
I'm like, look, we're going to leave off the relationship.
So wait,
part.
When do you leave sex and go into relationship?
No, because it's sex from a different perspective. It's sex in a matter of like healing. It's sex in a matter of a man
healing?
And woman. Yeah, like real sexual healing. Marvin you know what Gaye. I'm saying? A man and woman that's really, really into each other, exchanging energy like equally. Putting back into each other.
Oh, it's me trying to figure out which sex is better. I hate you sex or I love you sex.
You shouldn't be having I hate you sex. That's what she's saying.
That's what she's saying. This is it. It's all.
See, this is her intervention. This is her intervention.
The light bulbs are going off right now.
Yeah, because what she's saying is if y'all have that type of energy and it's toxic, y'all shouldn't be engaging. Because would you eat some toxic shit?
I mean, we eat Takis and
no, you eat Takis.
I don't eat Takis either. I don't even know where to get them from. But that's just the first toxic thing I could think of.
Yeah, you don't engage with people who
I drink liquor. Okay, liquor's very toxic.
Yeah, and if you drink too much of it, guess what? It's gonna be your last shot.
Ooh, that
liquor's like 90%.
It is some serious shit though.
Yeah, it is. Hold
on that. You can move on to the next with liquor.
Liquor don't kill.
Liquor,
your liver failure.
Yes, liver failure.
That takes a while. You got some time before that happens.
Oh my goodness.
What can I do to fix my liver?
There are things you can do. Dandelion root. There's all kind of natural things you can do for that.
The dandelions that be outside?
For real.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
But they sell it in the store, so you don't have to go outside and pick it.
Right. I'm going to take a shot and get you in the dandelion. Right?
No, you need to go to the store and get it.
Please go to the store. Not the dandelions in your grandma's backyard.
Maybe in your grandma's backyard. Right, I don't know about in the city, though. Okay. Yeah.
No, yeah, the main dandelions. It's perk. That's Percocet. Perk on the stick.
See, that's what I don't do. I don't do drugs.
Good. Me neither.
Do you? All right. Let me not.
That's next level.
First of all, I don't even know when people be on drugs. Like, I'm so naive to certain stuff. Like, I was in college. I was an RA. They trained us. And I missed that part because I don't know. I'm so naive to it. Like, I'll be like, oh, you're tired today. And then they be like, on a bean or whatever a bean is. I don't even know which one.
I don't know
the difference between the drugs.
Yeah, I'll talk to them people.
I
got another question. So we are in Women's History Month. You are doing amazing things. You're doing your own thing as a woman. You're a wife. You're a manager. So navigating all of these spaces, like, as a black woman, like, I feel like that looks a lot different than doing it looking like a black man or a white woman or a white man. Like, it's I feel like sometimes as black people, we're already starting behind.
Yeah.
So being as successful as you are, what advice or what tips or anything that you had to overcome to get to the space you are today?
I had to overcome a lot. You know what I'm saying? I had to play the game, you know, like in the very beginning, even when I was started off managing working as his manager, the people, when we went to the label, they were like, you should consider hiring a manager. I'm like, hiring a manager for what? I am the fucking manager. Like, what you mean? And so I did what they were really saying. That so I hired a male, right? But it got to the point to where the person that I hired was always coming back, well, telling them, I have to go ask Drika. Oh, I'm waiting to hear back from Drika. Oh, I need to ask Drika. And they're like, okay, we get it now. And so, like, it came to the point to where they eventually started to respect me and respect, like, my work. But it took a lot. You know, it was like I had to prove myself in a sense. But when it comes to me just, like, doing business now, I put my fucking blinders on. I don't hear it. I don't hear what you're saying. Like, I know where I'm headed. I know where I'm going for. And I trust in myself. And I'm trusting in the process. Mm-hmm. So that's really like the advice that I would give people is to really just fucking just go for it and cut out all the noise.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I feel like right now, especially like even in the music space, women are up.
Yeah.
Women are up. Like, we were talking about Sexy Rare earlier. Glorilla's doing her thing.
Yeah.
Lotto's doing her thing. Nicki, Cardi. Like, it's a lot of women, like, with hits. Like, bangers right now.
And they carry the summer. Beautiful. Now. We carry the summer. Don't play with the girls. Yes. In the summer.
Oh, no. They definitely carry in the summer. I don't see, like, we got Future and Metro coming soon, but, like, shit. Lotto and, not Lotto. Meg and Glorilla just announced their tour.
Yeah. I saw that pop up on my phone today. The Hot Girl Summer Tour.
That's going to be a time. The girls going to be outside. The guys, if you're looking for the girls to be outside the stadiums of that concert, because
that's where they're going to be.
Don't worry about it.
Can you have a hot girl summer? Like, why are you in a committed relationship though?
Hot girl summer doesn't necessarily mean that you're outside having massive sex with different men. It means you doing what you want with your friends, having
a good time.
It means you're having a time. Like, okay, yeah, you went to the club this week. No, a time. Like, you woke up with the bruises on the side, and you're like, damn, how the fuck I get this bruise? Because you were hanging out the window last night.
A time. Yes. So,
it's next level. Like, oh, we have fun. But hot, it's a time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have me a little mild girl summer.
Mild
girl summer.
Yeah. She full girl.
Yeah, grown.
I get it. Listen. I'm boring now. Listen, I done had too many of them summers. I've been partying too damn. But speaking of Women's History Month, I have this theory, right?
Yes.
And I'm always a little aggressive. And
it's all good. Wrong,
but I think that black women are kind of in the space where we're taught to kind of shut up and be thankful that we're there. And I think that that's kind of something you might experience in the beginning of navigating a career, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to say, okay, you want a guy here. You can have a guy. And then you're going to see that it's still me at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Like, it's like even though we're the brains behind it, you want to see, okay, here, just to satisfy it, right?
Exactly.
So it's like women could be the power source, but you kind of have to hide that sometimes.
Yes.
So how do you feel about that? Like, we're in 2024. It's like, let women be the boss sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think men don't like to take direction or criticisms from females. Have you experienced that while navigating?
Yes, but to be honest with you, I feel like now men are more open to that. And like, when it comes to like just like behind the scenes, I know a lot of men that actually do respect women handling business.
I respect
you know what
it
I'm saying?
The most because everybody on my team, a black woman.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the men who are aware, I really just think it's just be really just silly people at this point, at this day and age, you know what I'm saying? For a man to not respect it, like, you just need to go sit down somewhere.
Because
it's like, it is what it is at this point. You know what I'm saying? And they've always had the saying, behind a great man is an even greater woman.
Yeah.
Like, that's facts. And that's nothing to take away. We're not taking anything away from the men, because at the end of the day, like, we need the men.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the men need us. Like, look at her,
men just
men just need
better discernment, because you only have issue with a woman leading you as a man if you've never been in a situation where you've seen a qualified woman to do that. So if you just linking with any and every woman
and expecting that to be that,
of course, that's not what she good at.
That's like
having one of your partners be your manager and this bro don't even know how to read
that part.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
No.
She did that.
No, I don't. I didn't mean to do that like that, but I'm not
I'm with you. I would have said no at the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Why don't you?
What is feminism?
White woman. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
You can expound on it, but no, I'm not a feminist. No, I believe in the power of a man and woman coming together and becoming like a unit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that being powerful. You know what I'm saying? You can be powerful as an individual. I can be powerful as an individual, and we can come together and be that much more powerful together.
Yeah.
I don't believe in all that feminism, all
gender
that
war shit.
I don't. I'm not with that at all.
Yeah.
We need each other.
We absolutely need each other.
I know. I'm trying to smile and agree.
We do now.
Listen, we need each other. I just want the men to be the men that we need. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying we don't need each other.
She said she wants her nigga to build a house.
Build a fuck? Wow! I am standing on
look,
that.
They got him out there, though.
She don't want that man.
And that's fine. I don't want y'all niggas that can't build houses. Listen.
Now, what's your favorite dish to cook again?
Anything you need. It was not rice. I said pies from scratch, all type of shit. This nigga said, so you boil your rice. I said, sweet potato pie. Go back and watch the clip. Anyway, see, look at you got me arguing in front of company. No. Back to what we were talking about before I got a little bit off topic.
It's all good.
I just think that men and women definitely need each other.
Yes, for sure.
I definitely, for me, and I think that, once again, know the person in front of you, their values, and then y'all can figure out if y'all work for each other. That. For me, I don't want my man cooking or cleaning. I want you to come home from work, put your feet up, and...
You
want
to cater to him.
Yes, that's it. Make him feel like a king.
I like to cook.
If you want to cook on Sunday or whatever your day is,
you
I'll
see
give
my
you a
oxtails.
Day. I hear you. Look, I'll give like, you I your day or two, but I don't want you to be outside working all day long from sunup to sundown and come home and have to cook again.
I'm a podcaster.
I don't want that.
Somebody would love to have you.
I'm a podcaster. I'm here talking shit. Then I'm going to come home.
But however
and
you
play
would,
the game.
I don't
why
it.
See.
I would,
you giving birth?
I don't like. See, I don't like niggas that play video games. I was about to say, if you would play the video game,
is that bad?
No,
it's some
I mean,
people.
That's
how some people's peace. That's how some people meditate.
But you don't want a nigga that play video games.
I'm not. Into
you want a nigga on the block serving crap?
No, I realistically, I haven't dated a man since college that played video games. So I don't even know where in your day that was for.
Like, when do you have time to?
Yeah,
do that?
That's
I ain't gonna lie. The more success.
But you're
I
single
enjoy.
And you don't have kids and stuff, and you don't have a. I don't know.
Okay.
The more
success I enjoy, the more time I realize, damn, I really don't have as much time because I ain't been on the game since Monday.
And I want my man working and not playing a game. I want my man working and not worrying about cooking dinner.
I'm going to try to get on it tonight.
Look, I want him to
there's
live
somebody out there for you because they have a lot of men that
please
would love to come
me
home and get rubbed up on and all that.
Find me.
Look, see, I'm going to hook you up.
Thank you.
Look,
and
you
I will
put it
work
out there
if I
right
have
now
to. A little something like
oh. She's like but
I'm but, not saying hey, women shouldn't pay bills at all. I'm just saying 50 this is what I say. If you go have 50-50 with a man, that is your roommate. And that's my theory on it.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's not to be argued, like we said. But you said find somebody, love them, all the good shit. Love pay the bills. Love gonna bring them home at night.
Oh, oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was you. She's dead.
Listen, before.
Love is some serious shit, though. I ain't gonna lie. I will say that.
Do
but
you think love is
I
more
understand
serious as a kid or as an adult? Like, you know that teenage love?
Yeah, but to be honest with you, it should be that as an adult as well. We get away from that. We get away from that teenage love. We get away from that shit. It takes us getting back to that, getting back to being adventurous and look at the eyes. Because
it's just like, how do you want me to go back? How do y'all want me to go?
No, it's not going back, but it's just like,
enjoy it.
Right, how? After the niggas that did you dirty.
Relax. You go to therapy. How about that?
And I don't know. And guess what? I lied to my therapist. That's what I'm going to
do. You know what?
Well, damn.
But listen, we got to get up out of here.
I'm sorry.
But before.
It's all good.
Listen,
I had a ball with you. I learned some stuff.
She
definitely
I
did.
I know what to ask my doctors.
Before we get up out of here, I got a question. One final question. Did you see this man start that car with his hands?
You're so silly. It's all energy, y'all.
See,
y'all think
in
it's
energy
a fucking joke.
I was just asking because it was
y'all
like this.
Say that.
It did sound
energy.
It did sound kind of outlandish
she
when
I
heard it.
I know it does, but energy is real. What we're fucking made of energy, and I'm not trying to be all like, you know, philosophical.
No, we got to get deep because the world. I feel like the world is a lot deeper than we want to admit.
On a daily basis. A lot of people live for distraction. You know what I'm saying? That's why there's social media.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you distract? How do you shift your energy?
God damn it! I said what?
Sorry. Now I want to know how to shift my energy just real quick.
Well, we're gonna talk about it after the cameras go off.
Okay.
Yeah,
I will say this on camera, it literally takes 2 minutes for you to process some bullshit. Like a human, you can go from, you know, you remember like the toddlers that they'll fucking be kicking and screaming one second and then the next minute, like nothing happened. We lose that. But we have that ability to do that. Okay.
Unfollow those blogs. That's why. 2 seconds to process bullshit. Unfollow the blogs. You'll be a lot happier. Another episode of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. Tamir back here. for now. Drinka Gates in the building. Woo-hoo! Kicking it with your homie ATL.
Thank you.
Worldwide. It's going to be.